It all started in the town of Driscoll. It was 1956, and a school there was doing something odd, something illegal.
They were placing children with Spanish surnames automatically into a 3 years of first grade track.
That's the documentary's executive producer, Enrique Alemán.
They called it a beginner, low, and then a high first grade. Parents found out about that and contacted Dr. Hector P. Garcia, the founder and president of the American GI Forum.
Garcia was a Corpus Christi-based champion of civil rights, and he filed a lawsuit on behalf of those children. Those kids had to get up in court and testify, sometimes against their own teachers.
They described what it was like to go into the courtroom and how much fear they had.
Alemán interviewed those first graders now in their late 60s. He researched this case as part of his own college work. But this is where his story takes a twist. Turns out his mother was one of those children.
My mother has recently passed away, and I never got a chance to hear it from her.
Stolen Education is coming to the Institute of Texan Cultures on Sunday, March 9th. Alemán will be there for the free screening and for Q&A afterwards.
In our society, it's not always polite conversation to talk about race and racism.
His film, though, isn't a diatribe.
People always ask what I suggest they should do after watching this film, and I always tell them, go home and talk to your grandparents. Talk to your parents, talk to your uncles and aunts. There's so much wealth and knowledge sitting in our own homes.
There's more on Stolen Education and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.